This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Jr. is getting divorced. I know. It's uncontested. Apparently, he and his wife have just decided, you know what? We're not going to make a big deal about this. They've got five kids together. But it does come as a bit of a surprise, but then again, it doesn't. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Why does it not come as a surprise? Well, it's Hollywood. I mean, no matter how you look at the Trump family, it's Hollywood. These guys have lasted a long time, five kids together. Donald Trump Jr. got some exposure when he obviously was on his dad's show. Got huge exposure, obviously, when his father became president. He started running for president and became president of the United States. And his wife got a package that was like anthrax. So can you imagine how her life changed in a period of the last 5 years? So dramatically. Now, here's what's interesting. You can bet there are people on the left cheering this divorce, happy that Donald Trump Jr. and his wife have split up. I told you so. Ha, ha, ha. And they're all, you know, giddy over it. But the fact of the matter is it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy that these people's lives change in such a way that I don't even have to think about this. I guarantee you it impacted his family in ways that they never believed it would. This is a family that Donald Trump Jr. could walk down the street with his family and most people thought, what a nice guy. He's amazing. Look at that beautiful family. His wife thought, you know, we're part of the Trump empire. Everything's good, blah, 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 whatever. And they went from that to becoming pariahs. Instantaneously. Let me put it in the black conservative perspective, okay? Before I became political, I was a brother that was just going to party, you know, hanging out with my kinfolk, as Chris Harris would say, your cousin them, hanging around my kinfolk playing bones, playing bid, some bid whist. If you guys know what we say, man, you know how to play some bid? Yeah, I can play some bid. That means bid whist. That's a game black people play. It's the equivalent of what do white people play? Bridge, right? It's like bridge. So we play that. Get somebody run up to the chicken shack and get some chicken. You know? And we're sitting around having a few brewskis, talking just in general, mainly talking about sports, talking about kids. You know, getting into a little bit of politics. But you could disagree because everybody assumed you were Democrats. You didn't talk about how you voted. You just kind of talk about this. You could disagree. In other words, I was just one of the black people out there. I was just one of the brothers out there. And then you make that transition. Suddenly, I'm like, no, man, the cops, you know, the cop that shot Michael Brown, he did the right thing. Ah, you one of them. You Mr. Uncle Tom, Mr. Stephen Fetchett, me Kumbina. And suddenly, I'm a persona non grata Negro, okay? No black people want to talk to a brother anymore. Now, if I were of a weak constitution, it would impact me. Let me tell you, when it first happened, I was like, what? Y'all are mad at me for speaking the truth? And my initial, you know, human nature thing is, why are you mad at me for saying my opinion about what I really believe to be right? That was my reaction. No, no. You know, if I had been, I'm telling you, a weaker person, it would have been easy to get corrected. You know, to take my licks and go, I'm sorry, y'all. I didn't mean to talk about Michael Brown Jr. like that and disrespect his body laying in that heat. You know, whatever. I could have been that dude. But I'm nowhere near that guy. I was like, what? So what? What are you talking about? You mad at me? You mad at me for using logic? You mad at me for using reason? You're mad at me for telling you the way that it really happened? That this dude over here is lying when he said, this is what I saw? You know, that cop reached his arm out the window and grabbed a 6-foot, you know, 1-inch, 300-pound black dude by the throat. And I was like, no, he didn't. No, no way on God's green earth did he do that. And I knew then people were lying.
He killed that boy. He walked up to him and he just shot him and he said he had his hands up. Hands up, don't shoot.
I knew it was a lie. And I said it. And of course, I'm vindicated, but now I'm ostracized. And as you guys know that listen to this program, I don't give a crap about black people being mad at me. I do not care. If there were no FCC regulations on how I talk to you right now, I would tell you exactly how I feel about those clowns. I don't care.
Kevin, you're a true little white man.
Fine. Fine. Hey, Chuck, are we going boating this weekend? Yeah, Kev, you're more than welcome to. Great. See you there. Ask me if I care if I ever spend another minute with somebody that wants to be down with the black folks. I do not care. I got plenty of non-black friends. And I mean plenty. Okay? Okay. Because me and y'all listen to the program. In fact, I'm going to do a little deal here. If you would ever want to hang out with Kevin Jackson, I want you to call me at 844-551-8255 or send me a note. And if you have, because I'm going to read them or I'm going to play the clips, say, Kevin, I met you at this deal, or Kevin, I would love to have you come meet my family or come hang out with me. Because let me tell you something. I wish I kept everyone. We started keeping up with them. Every time I go do an event, somebody comes up. Kevin, this time of year, it's really beautiful here in Oregon, and you need to come up and do this. Or Kevin, the rodeo is going to be doing, it's a big deal in our location in Wyoming. You need to come up for that. Kevin, you like the fly fish? Kevin, you want to come up? I make the best barbecue. You name it. There's hardly a place I've been where somebody didn't do it. If I said to you I had 1,000 invitations to people's homes, to their barbecues, to their events, I'd be lying because it's more than that. So let me just tell you, black folks, you can have it. I don't care. I have plenty of things to do. Okay? So it's tough for the Trump family to have gone through this, to make that transition, because they went from being, you know, a very respected group of people to suddenly pariahs, and everybody can't handle that. It's difficult to you know, have that fall from grace. And then you worry, I'm sure the daughter's worried, Junior's wife is worried about the kids and the impact on the kids. Let me tell you, I would tell you I'm worried about the impact on my kids, but they're grown. And, you know, they're strong enough to withstand it, but I get it. These youngsters and they're going, Mommy, why do people hate us? And, you know, so maybe that was the thing. I don't know. But I hate that the Trump family's going through this, and we wish Donald Jr. and his wife success in that transition.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Radio Show.
There are, in my house in St. Louis, there's a, my neighbor has, what's it called? Bamboo. Bamboo. And I don't know if you've ever worked with bamboo, seen it grow. It's beautiful. It looks beautiful when you see it in the jungle. It really does. It's an amazing plant. And I had no idea about bamboo until I moved into that house in St. Louis, and my neighbor had a bamboo forest, and it separated, it was along the fence line. And I'm, you know, trying to grow grass in my backyard, and suddenly bamboo starts coming up, you know, through my grass. And I'm like, what the heck? So I'm cutting these bamboo stalks down. By the way, bamboo grows at a crazy rate. I'm talking about it, like a foot a week. It just, and it can start out as a little sprout, a little thin sprout. And not only does it grow, you know, in height, it grows in a thickness. And when it gets to a certain thickness, it is a weapon. They make, you know, rattan furniture and all that stuff. When you put it in the, you know, cook it and do everything to it, it is tough stuff. So long story short, I got this bamboo forest. that separates me from my neighbor, and birds get in it, and you can just hear them just nesting. I mean, it sounds like an apiary. It's crazy. I'm sorry. An apiary. It was just crazy how these birds, you're out there, you can't barbecue, can you? These birds are just noisy as heck. And they got all these nests up in there. So I meet my neighbor. I mean, we've been neighbors for a long time, and I said to him, Shaka, his name is Shaka. I said, hey, Shaka, what are we going to do about this bamboo, man? Because in the winter, it would loop over into my house and hit my power lines and my cable line. And, I mean, it just, you know, because this thing is like 25 feet, 30 feet tall, and it just bends over. And it would create, literally, I'm not kidding, it would create a like a tunnel that you could walk through. And it was loaded with snow. And when it, eventually it would fall and hit you, and stuff would hurt. It was just a mess. So he says, man, I'll put that up there because I couldn't stand my previous neighbors. You know, because they have carry on and all this other stuff. So I go, can we cut it down? He's like, yeah. So he got a job in D.C. and, you know, wasn't able to do it. Plus, he's an older guy, older black dude. So I'm like, I'll go chop it down. So I get a machete. I go to Home Depot. I buy a machete. And I start chopping this stuff down. And I would have to chop it down little by little. So I started cutting it down on the fence line where it would lean over into my yard. So I got a ladder, went over there. And I mean, I feel like I was in the jungles of Vietnam. I'm chopping this stuff down. And bamboo, when it gets high up there, it is tough, man. I mean, this machete, I mean, I'm going to town on this stuff. And so I'm cutting it at an angle. And I'm leaving these things like 2 feet high. And it dawns on me how the Vietnamese use bamboo to kill soldiers when they'd make those deadfalls where you'd fall in it and you'd hit the bamboo, you know, and it would just impale you. And you're going, Kevin, where are you going with this story? I'm getting to it. It turned out, so I would cut these things about two and a half feet because it was at the rate where I could easily swing my machete. And I'm cutting back the forest little by little, and it's probably, I don't know, 20 feet deep, and I'm only 2 feet in just to keep them from bending over my fence. And I look at this stuff and went, holy crap, this stuff could kill you. Because I would go back and forth on my ladder, and it took me days to get this done. And as I would fall off the ladder, I would go, dude, that could have killed you. So I cut them down. The same things, I cut them down to like 3 inches off the ground, you know, where I could just whack the you know. And so you got all these sharp points on the ground. Then it got to where I couldn't see them. So I had to start wearing boots. I'm telling you how bad it was. I had to start wearing boots because you'd step on these things and they'd go through. Tennis shoes were nothing, man. You were going to be dead if you did tennis shoes. So I'm cutting these things down. Long story short, I finally get the forest cut completely away, and I had to go back and trim all those things even so they wouldn't be like little shards of bamboo that could still kill you. And then you can't kill bamboo with like Roundup or anything like that. It doesn't kill it. It is a weed. It's beautiful elsewhere, but I want to be nowhere near it when it, you know, in terms of like for decoration, because it is it's a pervasive plant. So where am I going with all this? A man fell on a 4-foot steel rod, and that steel rod went through his groin and up to his neck. He was impaled by a 4-foot steel rod. Rebar. Yeah, I know. That's a long way to get to it from the bamboo story, right? Yeah, but it sets it up. I think I've built enough of a picture for you to understand what I'm talking about. Salim Sheikh was working on a construction site when he slipped and fell, and a rod pierced him through the scrotum, going up through the entire length of his body and emerging out of his collarbone. I hope this dude had Obamacare, because, man, that's going to cost him some money, isn't it? Scans revealed the rod had pierced his small intestine, his colon, his liver, his diaphragm, and lung. But surgeons were able to remove the pole during a 5-hour procedure. Wow. Look, this has nothing to do with politics. This is one of these human interest stories that as a dude, when you see a story that says a 4-foot rod has gone through your scrotum and emerged from your neck, you take notice. And I know there are people, certainly dudes, we're out there listening to this story going, ooh, Kev, seriously, bro, come on, man. Because, yeah. Yes, but it made me think about that, because what happened was this guy, you know, they got all that rebar. Have you seen how, have you guys seen how, like, buildings get made and they have the rebar up there because they're going to add another, you know, layer of concrete. And so in reinforced concrete, they put that rebar. This guy fell in a rebar, you know, like a pit, you know, like the Vietnamese would do to the soldiers in the Vietnam War or Vietnam conflict, whatever they call it. I was blown away, but I was more blown away that he survived. And by the way, this was in India. In India. This was not in America. This was in India where they saved this dude's life. Let me tell you, you get stuck through the colon, the liver, the diaphragm, and the lung, and they save your life. I mean, this is I got a friend. I think I told you this. He's an acquaintance. I'm not going to call him a friend because we fell out. We were friends, and then he ruined it. But he called me not long ago because I hadn't talked to him in a year, and he says his intestine exploded, and he's in the hospital. Doesn't know if he's going to make it. And I mean, because he was, you know, they cleaned him all out. He says, man, they had my guts on the table, and his intestine exploded for no reason. He was training and getting in good shape, and you know, I saw pictures on his Facebook page, and you know, he'd lost like 25 pounds and was ripped. And he used to be a stuntman in Hollywood. So he's a good-looking guy, getting his life together. Had gotten out of rehab and other stuff. This is back when we were friends. We talked all the time. But anyway, yeah, so it's a dangerous thing to get something like that go through your body because all kinds of bacteria form. Godspeed to them both.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Right, everybody, we got that fake news to be talking about here on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. By the way, if you are new to the program, you want to check me out, I got books out there, The Big Black Lie. It's available on Kindle or whatever they call it, electronically. I don't have any more in print. Then we have Sexy Brilliance, where I've laid out quite a few things that you're starting to see now. And then finally, my third book, which is Race Pimping. You can get it at racepimping.com. Check it out. Movie coming out on September the 7th. Why did I say March the 9th? Seriously, why did I just say March the 9th? That's when you know your brain's like, bah! Yeah, September the 7th, March the 9th. What the heck is March? There is nothing significant about March the 9th. And I just said that. And now I'm saying it to a bunch of you people. You're going, Kevin, you should do something on March the 9th. September the 7th of this year. Bleeding Blue. Check it out, bleedingbluemovie.com. Yes, getting into the film business. Yeah, yes, Rochester and I decided we wanted to do more with our money. So we're getting into the film business. Next, we're going to start a winery. Now, it's a great film. You're going to love Bleeding Blue, I promise you. It's going to be groundbreaking, earth-shattering, and all of that. And it comes out after Denzel's second movie. Denzel's got a remake of, a sequel to The Equalizer, which I gotta tell you, I would have loved to have been the guy, Robert Taylor, in The Equalizer. That's my role right there. Yeah. Anyway, I loved the first one, and I know the second one's gonna be good. It opens up in August sometime, so hopefully I'm in the theaters at the same time as Denzel. Yeah. You take that, Denzel. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. So we've learned some news about Gina Haspel, who they said she was a waterboarding chick, right? She's now going to head the CIA, a female, first female to be put in charge of America's clandestine agency known as the Central Intelligence Agency. And the Democrats are fighting. She's a waterboarder. She's a terrorizer of people. And so, you know, they're, oh, she's bad news, this, that, and the other. And then they go, oh, geez, no, it turns out she wasn't involved in a waterboarding cover-up. We talked about it. I thought she was, too, because that's what I was told. But as I tell you guys all the time about this program, don't believe it. Only believe my opinions. See, I was told that Gina Haspel was part of she wrote the memo for the Rodriguez dude who she worked for, and she wrote the memo about waterboarding to delete the files or whatever involving that. Now, I watched him on a TV, on a special about the CIA, and I watched him say with his own mouth, I ordered those tapes to be destroyed. I thought to myself, dude, I love you. This is a guy that said, I'm not going to leave it a chance. I want him destroyed. So he did. But somehow they were trying to put Gina Haspel as the person who did it. And, you know, this is a Democrat. They don't care. So what? It's a first woman who would be the CIA director. She's being appointed by Trump. If Barack Obama had appointed her, they would have been lauding her. Even if she waterboarded, they would have been...
Well, you know, everybody's got a few things in their past, but being a if President Obama has faith in her, so do we.
And you would have had a completely different narrative. See, that's what I don't like about the left. Completely different narrative. If you had said to me, Barack Obama's appointing Gina Haspel, here's her record, she's responsible for having waterboarded terrorists, I would have been, you know what? That's a feather in her cap as far as I'm concerned. And I'm going to tell you right now, anybody in this country who will tell you that they're not willing to go to the nth degree to save lives in America, they're no good. They should not be in politics. And we've been told, oh, we have to follow all these rules in the Geneva Convention. You're exactly right. We do. We should have some form of decorum, you know, diplomacy in this respect with the rest of the world. The problem is we always follow the rules and the rest of the world doesn't. So here's the deal with Kevin Jackson. If everybody follows the rules, I'll follow the rules. If nobody's going to follow the rules, you can be doggone Skippy. I ain't going to follow them. And I'm going to tell you right now, waterboarding would look like us having steak tartare together compared to what I will do to you to save, number one, my family and friends, and certainly anybody in this country. Do you think waterboarding is bad? I will pull your fingernails out with pliers, with alligator pliers, and that'll just be us getting started. Don't talk to me about what I would be willing to do. And here's what I'm going to tell you right now. That's why I like Donald Trump. He's learned publicly what he should say, but he's already told us, torture? Are you kidding? Give me plausible deniability, and I don't give a crap what you do to somebody that saves American lives. You better know that's what Donald Trump thinks. But here's the bigger picture here of all this stuff we're talking about. They said Gina Haspel was part of this whole, you know, waterboarding thing, when in fact she wasn't. She wasn't. It was BS, nonsense from the leftist media machine, fake news narratives. And so now what? Now what's your problem against Gina? You can't believe these people. You can't believe... Well, I mean, come on. I feel like a broken record. You can't believe them. Let's talk about Peter Strzok and his FISA judge. I talked about it before. Newly discovered text messages reveal two key federal law enforcement officials conspired to meet with the Fisk court judge who presided over the federal case against Michael Flynn. The judge, Rudolph Contreras, was recused from handling this case days after accepting the guilty plea of President Trump's former national security advisor, who was charged with making false statements to federal investigators. Now, here's the text messages between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, Page being a lawyer for the FBI, and Strzok, the senior FBI counterintelligence official who got kicked off of Mueller's special counsel team. And these were deliberately hidden from Congress. Multiple congressional investigators have admitted to this. Now, in the messages, Strzok and Page, who obviously had been having this romantic affair, discuss Strzok's personal relationship, his personal friendship with Contreras, and how they were going to leverage that relationship in ongoing counterintelligence matters. Now, here's what the text says. Rudy is on the Fisk! ! Page excitedly texts to Strzok, and that was on July 25th of 2016. Did you know that? Just appointed 2 months ago. Strzok's response: I did. I need to get together with him. Then the next one. He said he'd gotten on a month or two ago at a graduation party we were both at. So Strzok knows that his buddy is on the Fisk court. Now, he got appointed May 19th of 2016, and we got that from federal records. Now, they schemed, I'm talking about Lisa Page and Strzok, then schemed in order to get this setup with Rudy. They schemed on the how to meet up with him. So they were going to set up a cocktail or a dinner party, so they could. And part of it was they wanted to speak to Contreras without arousing suspicion. Now here I'm going to give you the actual text messages as to how this came to be. So and I'm going to read this. Redacted suggested a social setting with others would probably be better than a one-on-one meeting. That's what struck text to Paige. Then he says this: I'm sorry. I'm just going to have to invite you to that cocktail party. She fires back. Have to come up with some other people cover for action. Some other work people cover for action. So they're wanting to orchestrate an event where they had multiple people there where it would look like, oh, hey, we just happen to have this little gathering. It's no big deal. So Paige responds, why more? Six is perfectly fine. Six is a perfectly fine dinner party. Now, I don't know if this dinner party happened, but here's what I'm telling you. These two members, very key figures in the FBI that have gone against Donald Trump and kicked off of a special counsel's investigation and so on and so forth. We now get this. I think it's a smoking gun that says they're conspiring to meet with a fifth court judge. And we already know all the dossier crap and all these other things. This is what these guys are conspiring to do. Now, look, I don't know how all the special counsel crap and all that stuff works, but come on, seriously? How much more do we need to know? We got McCabe. We got Strzok and Page. We got Comey lying. Look, connect those dots alone, and who else in the FBI goes down? And let me tell you, folks, there are people inside this organization that so want to see this just over. They want to see these guys get justice. They've watched how they've done things. They don't agree with, whether they agree with them politically or not, they don't agree with how they've impugned the reputation of every member of the FBI, and they're sick of it. And you watch what happens next.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Spear Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here to Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. And I started looking into James Comey's book that he got a big fat advance on. You know the name? Do you guys know the name of his book? I didn't even know the name of his book. I looked at the name of his book. It cracked me up. James Comey, the name of his book. It's Higher Loyalty. You believe that? Higher Loyalty. Yeah. Higher Loyalty. This guy has been the most here's what it said. A new book from James Comey. A Higher Loyalty. Truth, lies, and leadership. If there's anybody that should not be talking about truth, lies, and leadership, or truth, I should say it's James Comey. And so he's got on his Twitter page. I was trolling his Twitter page. I ain't going to lie. Yeah, I was trolling it. And let me tell you, every tweet this clown puts out, I'm not exaggerating, 60 to 70% negative, 30% positive. So I'll give you an example. Here's the very first one. Any advanced copies available? From Paula. Then the next one. You helped get us into this mess. I really hope your book magically gets us out. Let's see. One says, oh, Trump's going to go ballistic. Thank you for your service. And then others, they say, he's a career F you. There's one just that simple, F you. George is not a rollout guy. They're talking about George Stephanopoulos. And then here's one I really like. Well, isn't that precious? Author and Clintonite, James the Swamp Liar Comey, being interviewed by Georgie Porgy Stephanopoulos of fake ABC News that worked as a dirty Clintonite operative. Let's keep it in the family. Will Bill be under the interview table listening? Oh, man. Then some people went into Obama. One guy says here, no, you've lied enough. And the title of your book is laughable and that you know nothing of truth telling. I think that's the majority of people. History alone will be the greatest judge is what one person wrote. Oh, man, it's brutal. Guess you're happy. Oh, man, look, James Comey, I think he will be patient number two. I said McCabe is, he's patient zero, I guess is technically it, meaning that he's the person who started this whole thing, the dominoes falling. And after McCabe, Comey's next. And, you know, it's funny how these people, they have to do this. And I know we've all been in trouble, and we've all kind of tried to pretend at times like, okay, if I just don't think about it, don't think about it, you know, the day will go quicker and then it'll pass. It doesn't pass. It doesn't pass. You have to confront the issues that come up throughout your life. And to me, it looks like Comey and these guys are just trying to brush it over. It's so funny to watch. And I like I said, I was trolling his page. And I went back to where he was doing all of his little tweets, and like here's one he did on February 1st. All should appreciate the FBI speaking up. I wish more of our leaders would, but take heart, America. I mean, take heart, America. American history shows that in the long run, weasels and liars never hold the field so long as good people stand up. Not a lot of schools or streets named for Joe McCarthy. And again, if you go to the tweet, and you look at what people say about him. By the way, he got 270,000 likes or whatever, and then 92,000 retweets. And here's the first one. The first one was, I can't wait for the director to fire you, which I don't think that makes a whole lot of sense. But one lady says, I think you got that backwards. People don't care about the country or the laws. There's nothing to shield Trump from law enforcement. It says, should be held accountable. So, again, people start jumping on him. Is this the real thing? How do I scan for bots? And they just destroy this man. Here's why I'm telling you this, and I know this is not great radio, but the reason why I'm looking at this, I'm reading these to you because I'm trolling it as we do this, is James Comey, there's not nearly as many people that are thanking this guy for who he is. And they can't. They see him for what he is. And look, I don't know who's over social media. I don't believe black folks are trolling James. I mean, other than me, I don't believe there's a whole lot of black folks going, let me see what James Comey's done. Let's see how many people are beating up on that fool. You know, I don't think that's happening. But the majority, a lot of these people do not like him. Here's what one lady says. Unfortunately, you are pulling a McCarthy on innocent people. Joe McCarthy went after the guilty. You disgust me. A disgrace to the FBI, to America. They should exile you. That's what the people are saying. One person says, Comey can be cranky when cornered. Let's see. You're going down with him. Then calling others liars without facts doesn't work for me. The next one, nice bait. Let's see. I'm just looking at these as we go along. And I don't want to do the ones that aren't interesting. But here's what I'm telling you. People know the truth. And I think that's what we can take heart in. And I may troll Eric Holders soon just to show what's happening to him. I think it's shocking to some of these folks when they put these things out there and they think it's going to be this social media friend. Because here's the other thing. We don't control social media. We're very bad at it. I'm just telling you, we are not good at it at all. If there are truly 50-50 people in the country, and you look at Twitter, if you read your Twitter feed, conservatively, you think it's 70% leftist. I think it's probably 80%, honestly. And even with that, the people that are supposed to be supportive of Comey or supportive of Obama, whatever, go troll their things. I can't troll some of them because they block me. But if you go troll their Twitter feeds or Facebook pages or whatever, you'll find they are being eviscerated. Even lefties are going, you dishonor me. You make me feel bad for ever having voted for you. I can't believe you did that. Blah, blah, blah. Here's another one on Comey's thing. The Carter administration froze Iranian assets. The Obama administration sent pallets of cash to Iran just before he left office. Completely separate the lifting of sanctions and release of Carter funds. So they get into all these other discussions, but at the end of the day, they don't like him. They don't like him. Here's one. Lots of laugh in the House of Cards. Your politically charged office continue to tumble down. What does the director of the FBI ask an employee who sat on information for over a month? Go ahead and keep your job. WTF. Comey, he's got a little, what they call it, emoticon of a turd. The next one. Your buddy McCabe is gone. Adios. Somebody did a music video ridiculing him. Here's the next one. You leaked your government notes about your private meeting with the president to a friend so he could get in the paper so a special prosecutor could be appointed. And here we are. I mean, they're beating this guy up on his own Twitter feed. One lady wrote, yes, hopefully you're next right after McCabe. See, they're getting it. And I've already talked about what's going to happen next. The dominoes, folks, they're about to fall. The dominoes. And you know what's funny? When you vindicate the things that Trump has done, for example, we talked earlier about Gina Haspel. Oh, she waterboarded. And if she had been an Obama appointee, they would be glowing about her. Then what did they find out? Oh, she wasn't the one who did that. Jeez, got that fact wrong. So what does that mean? Donald Trump says they're fake news. I've been telling you, disregard them. And I don't know how you feel. But I'm just kind of testing the barometer on my social media. The majority of you free-thinking conservatives have figured out what Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas told me in his office. Kevin, the media does nothing but lie. They're worse than liars because they create stories. What Comey wants to do is to create a fallacy, create a belief that he's Mr. G-Man and was doing it by the book. Here's what Comey said under oath. In regards to the president's tweets about him being wiretapped, I have no information that support those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI. He knew it was a lie. Here was another one that somebody said about his tenure as the FBI. I just can't understand why people see what a corrupt, liar, dirty cop Comey was and still is. I think they should all be hung for treason. Nana. That's somebody's grandma. A funny one to me has Comey with his head on a weasel, and he's got him swearing in. He says, I'm James the Weasel Comey, a beta cuck. I'm a leaker, a liar, and should be thrown in prison. Keep tweeting, Comey. Come on, baby, bring it. By the way, you were a little bit late in response to the president when he called you out, and Donald Trump's, he usually gets it right.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.